evening, this is N5AOW, Med Control, the Black River Valley Service Map. My name is Bob. Let's see. Need to start with, I'll probably be away in and out for the next 3 weeks. So, if someone can pick up the net for Thursday and Saturday, that would be great. I would be back probably September 8th and be able to pick it up from there. I've got family coming in from different directions and so on, and got to be tied up with that. So not necessarily being able to do the net, be good if someone could pick it up. Okay. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. at a Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 megahertz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Mobile on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Which traffic has priority at all times to break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Mobile Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be held on August 16th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Mobile. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still hasn't done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to connect the net yourself. You'll find an app preamble on our website at www.boomville.com/ARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered and mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations that would like to check in? Come now.
KD2AIT EchoLink repeater, good evening. This is KA3TFB, Bill in Warrendale, and there's two others on the EchoLink system. Over.
Roger, Bill. We acknowledge KA3TFB, and I'll stand by for the other two EchoLink stations.
KD2KYE, this is David from Illion. Good evening. We're back to net.
Station after me.
KD2KYE.
Okay, I'm not really sure about the calls. I've got KD2KYE and I've also got KA2KYE. Did I copy station or the call sign wrong? Come now.
KD2AIT EchoLink repeater, this is KA3TFB. You have Kevin James in there, and he was walked on by the other station that you have listed. So he called back in twice. That's the other station. So, Kevin James, you need to announce yourself, and then the other station will be last on the list. Back to net control from KA3TFB. Over.
All right. Very good, Bill. And we'll stand by for Kevin.
Okay, I'll try again. This is KD2FPM, Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James out here in Oneonta. And I guess I'm going to be the last one in the queue at this point, Bob.
Okay, Kevin, very good. All right, we've got KD2FPM, and I believe the other call, I'm not really sure whether I got it correct, would be Kilo Delta 2 KYE, Kilo Yankee Echo. And the other one before that was KA3 Kilo Alpha 2 Kilo Yankee Alpha Echo. Anyway, Bill, we'll start with you, KA3 TFB. How are things down in Pennsylvania?
Good evening to the net, and good evening to all. Well, there's one important thing to talk about. Now, it's not politics, it's the weather. I've never seen this type of weather for long periods of time. Dew points all week were around and up in the 70s, and that is a super muggy type weather. Rained almost every day. Sometimes it rained more than once a day. Tonight it rained every hour, I guess. Might as well say it rained every hour. Then the sun would come out, and then it would rain again. And it's just bizarre. It just couldn't make its mind up. Well, back to net control. Hope everyone's doing fine, and we'll be listening in Warrendale. We had hot temperatures today, and 91 in the city of Pittsburgh, and I got back and went through a rainstorm, and it went to 76 degrees. Back to net control from KA3TFB in the group. Over.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, I know what you mean. We've had the same thing here. You know, it's just been... I don't know if there's words to describe it, but hot, humid, a lot of rain. And the humidity here, I would imagine, has been in the 90%, somewhere around there. But it seems like every hour and a half, we had a torrential downfall of rain, and I don't know what's bringing this on, but not like our normal weather pattern. So I can agree with you there. It's been kind of strange this year. So hopefully, maybe we can get, I don't know. The only way I can put it is maybe a normal few days or whatever with just light rain. Started out that way here, but it turned south the other way, you know, with the weather. Okay, well, we've got another station there. Bill, take care, 7-3. And we've got, I'm not really sure about the call. It's either Kilo Alpha 2 or Kilo Delta 2, KYE.
Kilo Delta 2 there, Matt. This is David. We've had a lot of lightning and storms here today. The last couple hours have been real hairy. Other than that, it's been, it wasn't a bad morning. I went to the Rome Ham Fest down here, and that was really small. I was really disappointed in that, but still picked up some connectors and some things I was looking for. But anyway, other than that, the humidity's bad. We wish everybody a safe evening, and this is KD2. KYE for identification, and we're back to the net.
Okay, David, evidently you're enduring the same weather patterns that basically we're all having. Seems like it's going through and just dumping rain on us and creating all kinds of havoc, but at least we don't have the flooding and whatever that they're having down south. I'm glad for that. Okay, 7-3, and have a great evening. And we'll pass it on to Kevin, Teddy 2 FPM. Kevin, how are things down your way? I hope the weather was a little more friendly.
All right, Bob and everyone on board, KD2 FPM out here in Oneonta, New York. And, yeah, we got spared by the heavy storms, I guess just north of me, probably about 15, 20 miles. They were getting hammered pretty hard right across the north side of Otsego County. So, yeah, it was quite an interesting lineup watching the radar as it was showing these developing storm cells. And, boy, it got brutally hot again here today with the high humidity. And as a matter of fact, don't laugh, I went outside with the dog because he needed to do his job. And as we walked past where my air conditioner is, water was pouring out of it. I could have probably stood underneath it and taken a shower. That's how much water was coming out of the air conditioning unit. So if that tells you how things were going, that was quite impressive to see that. So we had a high of 90, and right now we're at 75, and things are starting to cool off a little bit here for the night. So with that, I'll say 7-3, KD2 FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, yeah, I can attest to that. I know we had a fair amount of, humidity. It was terrible here in the 90s. Near as I checked, it was 92% or 93%, and then the sun came out, and at one point it got even, you wouldn't think that it would get more humid, but it did, and it was almost to the point where it was dripping off of me, and I was busy with a project in the woodshed, and boy, I'll tell you what, two fans going, I still could not stay dry, but maybe tomorrow might be a little bit easier on us, I hope. Boy, I'll tell you what, when that sun came out, it certainly made it a whole lot worse than what it was. All right, Kevin, have an excellent evening and a great day tomorrow, and see who else is out there. This is N5AOW, Net Control with the Black River Valley Service Net. Now take calls from regular members and guests.
WA2U.
WA2U, John. Jeez, I hope, pardon me, I hope, I hope the humidity level has dropped enough moisture to put back in Hinckley Reservoir to bring it back up to normal status, but I know that didn't happen, but it was wishful thinking, and well, anyway, I hope you had a cooler day than what we did up here.
WA2U, well, good evening, Bob, and Kevin James, and Dave down there in Ilion, and let's see, who else was on, Kevin, and Bill. I think that was the, I think I'm the only one on, you and I are the only ones on conventional RF that I don't believe I've heard anyone else check in. Well, say good evening, everyone on frequency and those out there listening. 69 degrees here currently at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. The garden is doing terrific. All things are good out in the garden. My kids came up and visited yesterday afternoon, kind of a surprise. It was good to see them. So didn't expect that with the weather and everything, but they came up. And we went into camp and things and visited for quite a while. What else? We're in the process of organizing, reorganizing, doing some late spring cleaning. I've got four or five people I used to work with coming up on Monday. They want to come up and visit, so I'm stuff that I normally put off, I'm rearranging. So company is a good thing. A little bit of a boot there and get things moving. the shop and reorganizing, but, you know, I did put a shelf up for the UPS the other day, and that's been working. Well, I got a chance to exercise that. I just go to the wall and plug things, and you don't even have to shut the computer down, and when the storm goes, you just plug all back in, and it's great. And I unplugged the cable going into the modem. I got a little zip tie in that, so I don't drop that in back of the desk. And I finally put the lawn trimmer away, which is about almost 6 foot in height, and I had to build up some sort of a harness in the shed because it's one of those things you stand it up, it falls over, so I didn't want that to happen. It's brand new. I've got too many scratches on it yet, so I built up a brace for that with some straps and things. Got that put away and did some stuff outside. I think I might move some pallets around tomorrow, so doing some lawn trimming and things of that nature. But while we've been busy with the laundry and stuff this kind of weather, we have options to go in the pool. I was in the lake on Wednesday, and we were out on the boat for a while. It was nice. But I don't know what's out there today, Kathy. Let's see, was it today? Oh, boy. No, I don't think it was today. No, it was yesterday. She went blueberry picking with some people, and that's when company came, and just been doing stuff around the house. I guess we'll do some stuff tomorrow. And I guess it was a ham fest. Not real big, but Dave, some of these little ham fests, that's where you find all the treasures, you know, so you got to be careful. I've heard some really good stories and regretted not going to some of the tiny ham fests. I know people that have gone out to Dayton and came back with just empty pockets and nothing really to show for it, but then other people have gone to little ham fests or the one they used to have down in Utica there or Deerfield Hill or one over in Beck's Grove in Rome and come back with real treasure, so... Gotta beware in more ways than one with ham fest. Plus, it's always like the small ones. It's kind of like a family reunion. Everybody says hi to everyone. Bob, we'll turn it back over to you. Enjoy your upcoming vacation. It sounds like that. It's good to get away from RF and telephones, pagers, any high-tech equipment. So that's how it is when you go to our camp. The only thing we've got is satellite radio. So no cell coverage up there. That's no Wi-Fi, that's the way it goes. WATU back to Nut. Everyone have a great evening.
All right, John. Yeah, I'll tell you what. his weather pattern has been interesting and so on, and I hope it's treated you relatively fair down your way. Well, I'll tell you what, I was surprised. I woke up kind of late, took a little nap, and Sherry woke me up. I was still a little bit groggy when I started the net. But, you know, all day I had been out. You know, I was in the woodshed and doing whatever. I got a project going with an old one of these iron, I guess they're wrought iron or cast iron, not really sure. It's one of those two-seat benches you can sit on and so on. And we had this for years, and it lay in the shed, and I thought, what do I do with this? Either throw it away or do whatever. And I said, nah, I'm going to copy everything and cut the wood and so on, and I was working on that today, and of course using a Forstner bit, pre-drilling, so I can countersink the bolts and everything in it into it to make it normal, but turned out to be a lengthy project with the rain. You know, you got the clouds, it clears up, the sun's out, so on. So anyway, to make a long story short, I put that away, said enough of that about 3 o'clock, and came inside, took a shower. I was just as wet before I showered than I was when I did, just from the humidity. With that, anyway, John, have a good evening. You and Kathy both, and enjoy. Maybe you get a little bit cooler air, a little bit drier. Looking for additional check-ins. My day was not difficult. I had a pretty good day. Started out fairly decent and spent the day basically in the woodshed or woodshop, whatever. And did a variety of different things and made some jigs and whatever I had to do to put things together and make everything come out the way it should. But you know what? The irony of all of it, it didn't. And it was a little more difficult, but yeah, we'll work at that tomorrow or the next day and put it all together and do adjustments and make things work out okay. But the humidity, at one point I looked over after it rained and you could almost cut it with a knife. It looked like somebody had boiled a pot of water on the pavement by the firehouse and it was nothing but steam coming up. And when I looked at it around lunchtime, it looked like there might have been a fire over there. It was comical, but that wasn't the case. It was moisture. And I'll tell you what, it was close to gray fog. So I know what everyone's dealing with, and hope everyone was able to get around it and enjoy the day. This is N5AOW. Looking for additional check-in.
KKL, good evening, Bob.
Colleen, glad to hear from you. Glad you checked in this evening. And to KKL, what's new down your way? I hope you had a little bit better day than we did up here.
Yeah, I know. We had quite a storm. And it's about 74 degrees, but other than that, not much else going on now. I had things all shut off. So good evening, everybody. Hope you have a nice evening. And to KKL, back to you, Bob.
All right, very good, Pauline. Yeah, I'll tell you what, we had a power outage last night. I guess they went around with Nymo and Chris called and sent letters out and what have you. But even in lieu of that, we got power back on and it was on and off a couple of times with the storm. So, and we're still out with the phones. So we had cell phone for a while and I don't understand it. No landline phone. We had DSL internet for a while, then that went out. So whatever's going on is a little bit on the needing help side, I'll put it that way, whenever we get storms. But hopefully to get things back to normal again. Okay, Pauline, have a great evening and nice day tomorrow. See who else is out there. Would like to check in. This is N5AOW.
Kilo Delta, I'm called Kilo Bravo.
Okay, let me see if I got the call correctly. I've got Kilo Delta 2, Kilo Bravo.
Kilo Delta 2 Hotel, Kilo Bravo, KD2-8-6-AZ.
Roger, got it that time. All right, how are things your way? I hope you had a pretty decent day and not a whole lot of rain.
Well, I can't necessarily say that we didn't have much rain. I actually had my first experience being MCF for Skywarn that this evening. And actually got hit pretty much head on with one of the storms, but nothing too bad as far as damage goes, just a lot of thunder boomers and a bunch of rain. Regardless, it was a very good, at least I thought it was.
Okay, very good. Glad to have you check in with us anytime, and everyone is always welcome to check into the net. We welcome anyone from any area and enjoy folks joining us just for the net itself. All right, KD2, HKB, and 5AOW. Looking for additional check-ins. This be the last call for check-ins.
KD2FPM with a quick comment.
KD2FPM and 5AOW. Go ahead, Kevin.
All right, thanks, Bob. Yeah, KD2FPM back in here. Yeah, if you recognize that call sign, that was Matt. He sat next to me in the meeting that we were at here up in your area a few months ago. So he's actually running an actual radio to get into instead of Echolink like I am. But he's got a better vantage point, too, so that's pretty cool. What I really wanted to get after is I know you're going to be away, you said, for about the next 3 weeks or so. I am also with Matt, the other Matt, KD2JWC. We're going to be involved with activities at the Delaware County Fair most of this week, and it'll start tomorrow night. So we may not be able to make it in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So if anybody would like to pick up our net nights, that would be greatly, greatly appreciated. And I may not be in until maybe Saturday or Sunday next week, depending on how things go. So with that, I'll say 7-3, Bob. I'll hand it back to you. This is KD2FPM.
Okay, roger on that, Kevin. Yeah. Well, it's the time of year, you know, you get involved with vacations and time away and family folks coming up. I know we've got that with folks from down south and folks from out west, and just occupies a bit of time and a whole lot easier just to be able to spend a little bit of time with them. So, all right, very good. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WATU, since we're in the comments section.
WATU, John, go for it.
Yep, I was waiting for the comments section, so. Anyways, yeah, I just wanted to tell Matt, he's making, but not really. He popped in and out a couple times, so just so he's aware of that, but I know weather conditions will change that. Yeah, Bob, when you're talking about your projects, I was just thinking how many of us sat in the shop class. I mean, personally speaking, I paid attention most of the time, but not a lot of the time. And I'm sure a lot of the times that even simple things, cutting boards and things, do we leave the line or not the line? And, you know, our equipment that we have nowadays is a lot more sophisticated. But probably all the tips were all explained to us. We just didn't hear them when they were explained, so. Probably could have saved us a recutting a board or doing something, you know. So it's tough gluing stuff back on. It's always easy to take it off, but anyways, I look back at some of the shop classes and I'm thinking, I'm sure that all was covered, the do's and the don'ts, but we were busy doing other things. WA2U, back to that.
I know what you mean, John. You know, it's one of those things I used to laugh at, and I still do from time to time. You know, and I have friends come over, you know, and I always plan ahead and measure twice, maybe three times and so on. But, you know, the joke was, yeah, I cut it twice and it's still too short. But anyway, one of those things. And I made a jig up today to do all the boards going across the bench. You know, so they're all the same. I drilled them the same Forstner bit and then drilled through it. So on, so I can do the bolts, what have you. But yeah, it's just, you know, time consuming, but it's a project, and one of those things you have fun with on a rainy day. So that's about what it turned out to be. Okay, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Okay.
that, return to frequency and the repeater, regular amateur use. Want to thank John, Matt, Pauline, Kevin, David, and Bill down in Pennsylvania. Everyone have a great evening. Super day tomorrow. 7-3 to all. N5 AOW clear.
To KKL. Hope you all have a good evening and a nice day tomorrow if it doesn't rain. 7-3 into KKL.
To Pauline, you have a super day tomorrow. N5 AOW clear.
In Utica, New York. I'm looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. With or without traffic, all stations are welcome. This is Acton. This is Acton. This is Acton. This is Acton. I'm looking for any further stations. KD2DX, your next control. This is Acton. This is Acton. Great, nothing further heard. Thank you all, checked in. And computer use and repeaters. This is KD2DXF returning your net control.